You're listening to SBS News.
Britain has been plunged further into political crisis, with Queen Elizabeth approving Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request to suspend Parliament from next week, a process known as prorogation. Parliament won't resume until the 14th of October for the Queen's speech, which is an address read by the Queen and written by the government outlining its objectives for the year ahead. The decision to suspend Parliament until then means politicians will have much less time to debate blocking Britain's exit from the European Union without a negotiated deal. House of Commons Speaker John Bercow, who doesn't traditionally comment on political announcements, has labelled the move a constitutional outrage. It's a sentiment echoed by opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn.
It is a constitutional outrage. This is an attempt by a Prime Minister who was elected by a very small number of people in the country as a Conservative Party membership to ride roughshod over Parliament and prevent any legislation or debate that would stop this country leaving the EU without a deal and all the problems that it would cause.
Mr Johnson says accusations he's trying to force a no-deal Brexit are untrue. The 55-year-old only assumed office just over a month ago, and it is normal for newly formed governments to take time away from Parliament to discuss new policy agendas. Mr Johnson says there will be plenty of time for opponents to his Brexit strategy to have their say in Parliament.
If you look at what we're doing, we're bringing forward a new legislative programme on crime, on hospitals, and making sure that we have the education funding that we need. And there will be ample time in Parliament for MPs to debate the EU, to debate Brexit, and all the other issues.
A petition opposing the move gained 450,000 signatures in a matter of hours. Hundreds of protesters also gathered in London, chanting, "Stop the coup." Mr Johnson will attend a meeting of EU leaders on the 17th of October for the crucial final summit before Brexit. And that'll come just days after the British Parliament resumes. Some are concerned Mr Johnson could attempt to forge a rushed deal at the summit and bring back two options to the time-limited British Parliament. A no deal, which as things stand appears to be the most likely form of Brexit to occur, or any new deal forged on Mr Johnson's own terms, which is unlikely to be popular with the House of Commons. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says she's concerned.
Scotland voted against Brexit, didn't vote for any form of Brexit. We certainly didn't vote for a no-deal Brexit that could tip our economy into recession, lead to shortages in food and medicines. Nobody voted for that in Scotland, and it is outrageous that Boris Johnson could get away with forcing that through.
There's also dismay within Mr Johnson's own Conservative Party. The leader of the Scottish arm of the party, Ruth Davidson, is expected to quit because of differences with Mr Johnson, although it's understood the move isn't a direct result of the suspension of Parliament. Philip Hammond, who served as Chancellor under Mr Johnson's predecessor, Theresa May, has described the suspension of Parliament as profoundly undemocratic.
At a time of national crisis, Parliament must be able to meet, to hold the government to account, to represent our constituents, the electorate, up and down the country. And it is profoundly undemocratic to shut Parliament down, to stop it doing its job at a time of national crisis like this.
News of Mr Johnson's announcement saw the British currency drop sharply. The pound fell by more than a cent against the US dollar to a six-day low of 1.22 US dollars and to 1.1 against the euro. Evan Young, SBS News.